sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now let's return to Des for the sport.
It was a busy weekend, starting this evening with the League of Ireland back in the spotlight after their mid-season break. The leaders Shelburne host Galway United at Tolka Park. The Shells boss Damien Duff warning his players not to lose focus ahead of their upcoming European tie. Second place Derry City entertained Drogheda United, while Shamrock Rovers head for the Showgrounds to play Sligo. Dundalk meet Waterford, and another big crowd is guaranteed at Richmond Park, where St Pat's take on Bohemians. Here's St Pat's manager Stephen Kenny.
I think it'll be a very, very good game of football. I think the last game of football, Shamrock Rovers and St Pat's here to visit Rovers, it was a great, really excellent game of football, I felt. And I feel tomorrow night could be as well. A lot of skillful players on both teams. And we've got to utilise that to our advantage and try and get the victory that we need.
First Division leaders Cork City are at home to Bray Wanderers tonight. And over the weekend, more than 100,000 fans are expected to attend Croke Park as it hosts four All-Ireland quarterfinals. Saturday's doubleheader expected to attract 60,000 with another 45,000 on Sunday. Well, Paul Flynn joins us now to look ahead to these games, where I'm sure Micheál and Murray Hertig will be fondly remembered.
He will, surely. And he would have loved this weekend, that's for sure. I think everybody has a little memory of Micheál. I was very lucky to get to know him through the many role in the GPA, but also his grandkids played in Fingallions, and he'd be down there quite often, and he'd always be interested in Fingallions whenever I'd meet him, and an absolute legend of a man, so in touch with the grassroots. Yes, probably the most famous figure in the overall inter-county game as well. So it's a testament to the man, all the great words that are being said this week, and may he rest in peace. But he'd certainly love this festival of football for sure. A weekend whereby you've got quarterfinals whereby all the teams coming into it, Des, actually will feel like they can win it. First up, we've got Roscommon and Armagh. This is an interesting one because you've got the ferocity, if you like, of the Armagh defence playing up against the flair of the Roscommon attack. And Davey Burke and a couple of the players after the game where they were mentioning that they feel like they're peaking now at the right time. And whether that's by design or whether it's just because of the form that they're bringing into the game, it's a great place to be psychologically coming to the quarterfinal in Croke Park. But Armagh are favourites, and probably justifiably. But if they've any sniff of complacency, like their fierce rivals Tyrone, they'll suffer the same outcome. Roscommon won't let up. But I just feel like Armagh have learned their lesson from the Ulster final campaign. People love that when they press up, but I think they'll just balance that pressing the kick out, pressing Roscommon, with also a mindfulness that they need to shut down the four Roscommon key players in attack. And if they do that, I think Armagh will come out on top.
Dublin-Galway?
Yeah, like for this game, Dublin-Galway is one where we have to, right now, let's plan for the fact that Galway have a full deck, that there's no injuries there, which would be a first for them this year for sure. And if that's the case, it's going to be a classic. Joyce will set them up very, very solid at the back. They'll be led by McHugh and McGrath in the defensive structure, which will not just be a zonal defence, it'll blend that with a really fierce man-to-man on the key Dublin forwards. They have a midfield that can challenge anybody, in particular the Dublin midfield, which is obviously well-renowned. And plus, if they can counter, get the turnovers, and if they can counter quickly and get quality ball into Walsh, Comer, Infinity, who we haven't really seen enough of on the pitch at the same time this year, they will really, really hurt Dublin. Not dissimilar to the Loud game, where Loud really hurt Dublin by frustrating them at the back. But look, it's just about really making sure, from a Galway perspective, that they get those turnovers and move the ball quickly. Dublin didn't perform against Mayo, and I think some players will be dropped as a result of that. And you'll likely see Mannion, Jack, James McCarthy maybe coming in and just to try and drive the tempo from the start and not letting Galway get into the game. My gut feeling is that it'll be tight, but Dublin might have just too much down the stretch. The last 10 minutes when they're able to bring on the bench, Galway just mightn't have enough in reserve for that. So I'm going to tip a Dublin win here.
And Donegal Loud?
Yeah, Loud have been awesome this year under Ger Brennan, and they're definitely in bonus territory, that's for sure. Coming back up to Croker for a quarter final, their first, I think. But this weekend is a really stiff challenge for them in Donegal. Donegal played them in the league, and they bet them 117 to 115 in Ballyshannon. And I just fear that the efficiency that Jim McGuinness's men in attack bring, the class, and they're just very experienced at breaking down that set defence that the Wee County will deploy. I fear for Loud this weekend. But look, they've been so good this year, and if they can really lock it down at the back, and if they frustrate Donegal's attack, and they can get those counter attacks that they did against Dublin, they absolutely could cause an upset. But just Jim against his men are just efficient this year, and they slipped up against Cork. I don't think they'll slip up again against Loud this weekend.
And then Kerry Derry.
Yeah, Kerry Derry for me is the game of the weekend. These two teams, they've had very, very different paths to the quarterfinal. Derry, people are asking, are they undercooked? And they're worried that maybe Derry might be overcooked. Kerry's season has been calm, if you like, and calculated, whereas Derry's has been chaotic and inconsistent over the last number of weeks in particular. But this is the game. This was the game of the year last year. And if Derry, who won the league and has shown that form, if they can bring that form this weekend, this could be an absolute classic. They will need the main men to step up, in particular McInnes, McGuigan and Rogers, who led the line so well last year. But even last year when they led the line and Derry nearly had a flawless performance, it still wasn't enough. And mainly because of one man, David Clifford. He was absolutely awesome. Kicked 9 points, all of them. Exquisite, and I feel he's just been kind of simmering along, and I think he's going to burst into life on Sunday in Croke Park, and he's going to lead Kerry to victory.
All right, thanks for that, Paul Flynn. In golf, Padraig Harrington got off to an excellent start in the US Seniors Open, an opening round of 66, 4 under par, 3 behind the leaders Richard Green and Hiroyuki Fujihata. Darren Clark 1 under par, Jody Flanagan, the amateur from Milltown, is 7 over. In cricket, India thrashed England by 68 runs in the T20 World Cup semi-final in Guyana. And in athletics, Kieran McGeehan, the European champion, will miss this weekend's 123.ie National Senior Track and Field Championships. But the rest of the stars from our big days in Rome will be in action at Morton Stadium over the weekend. And a huge weekend at the Curragh as the Irish Derby Festival gets underway. The big race is on Sunday. Jockey Ryan Moore will ride Los Angeles. And Los Angeles was third in the Epsom Derby, and Moore is hoping Los Angeles can reverse placings with Ambion Friendly, who was second in the Epsom Derby a few weeks ago.
Los Angeles, you know, he was a Group 1 winning 2-year-old. Won his trial nice at Leopardstown and he ran a super race in the Derby. You know, I think the Curragh will suit him well. Done very little wrong in his career. Obviously, he's got to turn the form around with Ambiente Friendly, who was a good runner-up in the Derby. We've got a few lengths to find, but hopefully, you know, he's still open to improvement, and we'd like to think he can find a little bit more returning to the Curragh, perhaps.
And the festival begins this evening. First race is at 5 o'clock.